This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Well, Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness.
That's right.
Now, you've been given a terminal cancer report.
Right.
And that was a long time ago. Matter of fact, you're not even supposed to be on the earth anymore, according to the doctors, right?
Right.
How are you doing? First of all, are you fearful? Are you ill? Do you have a temperature? Do you feel uncomfortable? Has God spoken to you yet? Is he going to take you home? Or are you on your way out? Or are you going to be sticking around?
Well, I know I'm going to be sticking around until he does call me home. And here's the thing. Doctors don't know. They give an educated hypothesis. They give an educated guess. According to what they know, you know, my time is very short. But when they called me and asked me, they said, you have cancer throughout your bones. Do you have any pain? I said, no. They said, you have a collapsed colon. Is your body working? I said, yes. All the questions that they asked me. And the natural shouldn't be. I shouldn't feel fine. I should have all kinds of evidence of a vile cancer that is out to rob, kill, and destroy. But Rhett, I know how to speak to my mountains. And so I speak to those mountains. And Jesus spoke to me and said, if you don't, I won't, because I've given you all authority. There's a whole lot to this. It's not about floating on the clouds with a harp. It's about partnering with a God who wants to be one with us. He chose not to do anything on this earth apart from his body.
Now, I know of a man. I told you I became a born-again Christian in my living room alone almost 40 years ago. And right after that, I was invited to someone's house and for a Bible study, you know. And they had a man come and speak, and he'd been in a wheelchair for over 20 years, and then he went to see this this man Diorio, who was given a gift from the Lord in his mid-50s of healing. And there were thousands of people there that night, and this priest said, God told me there's going to be a miracle here, and told him in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. The man did get up and walk. The crowd went nuts. He came and spoke to our little group of maybe 30 people. And then afterwards, I was standing outside the Zolke's home in upstate New York, Scotia, New York, and I said to the man, I said, well, if God is such a good God, how come he allowed you to be in a wheelchair for 20 or 25 years, whatever it was? He said, son, if I hadn't been in that wheelchair for 20 years, you wouldn't be talking to me now. And he says, they take pictures of my back, and it's still broken according to the x-rays, yet you see me standing here, and I walk as a regular human being. So it astounds me sometimes, the miracles. And so here the doctors say your colon is collapsed, yet your body functions work. Your bones are filled supposedly with cancer, and yet you feel no pain. They're baffled. They can't understand it. So the Spirit of God has precedent over the physical. Pretty
That's
amazing
right.
stuff, isn't it?
Very amazing. And I've learned to say, no, devil, not today, not any day. This is not my covenant with my God. My God is alive. He paid the price. He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity, bore my pain, grief, sorrow, sickness. The chastisement, the punishment of my peace was laid upon him. By his stripes, I am healed. I don't care what it looks like. He already did it. He paid the price. So whether I receive the promises here or there, I get the same credit because I believe. Because I believe. I wanted to just share with you very quickly a prophetic word. When I talk about prophecy, I talk about words that are spoken into our spirit by God, by the Holy Spirit, and subject to the prophet, you know, every word, and we're subject to each other, other prophets, okay? God gave me a word one day, and he whispered it to me. So many of my children have cried out in despair and emptiness, wondering where I am and feeling disconnected, yet I'm omnipresent. So many of those whom I've chosen fallen into feelings of abandonment, yet I've said I'll never leave or forsake my own. What distracts and produces lack? What makes you think I'm holding back? Don't you know I'm always there? I always hear the whispered prayer. Come run into my presence now. Release your fears. I'll show you how. Unspeakable joy awaits with love, along with all I've stored above. Just come and wait. Tarry with me now. You're my plans. Rejoice and smile. Let me pour my life in you to overcome. I'll bring you through. What's the secret to my best? Hang out with me, and you'll be blessed. Labor to enter into rest. Labor to enter into rest. And that's where God tells us that we need to labor, is to enter into the peace of God that passes all comprehension, to know that he's got our back. He's got this. The book that I wrote called The Potter and the Dizzy Clay, I'm just going to show it to you here if I can.
Yeah, no, so is that a children's book?
Well, it really wasn't. It was really about an 80-year-old woman who was very cantankerous and stubborn. But I illustrated it, and I put a coloring book on the back of it because I wanted people to know that that the potter has a plan for us. So I'm can I wrap this up real quick?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So one day she comes into my Bible study shaking her finger at me. She says, I want to tell you I don't pray out loud. I ain't never going to pray out loud. Don't you ever ask me to pray out loud. If you do, you'll never see me again. And I shook my finger right back at her. I said, well, as long as you're in this household, I forbid you to pray out loud. Until God tells you. When he does, you'll know it and I'll know it. Until then, why don't you leave the praying up to me and you just get to know the Father. And we had...
That's great the way you absorbed that. You just took it right from...
We had an incredible relationship, but she was going blind. And so she called me one day and said, I have to go in a nursing home. I said, Betty, that's not your covenant with your God. Healing is the children's bread. Healing is your covenant. And we need to know God's covenant, blood covenant, what it means. But anyhow, I said, you're too young to go in a nursing home. I'm going to pray. Don't say a word. Just agree with me. I prayed for her, hung up the phone. I stormed the gates of heaven. I stomped the gates of hell. I prayed all day long and into the night. And finally, about 2:30 in the morning, Jesus very abruptly, almost rudely, interrupts me, and he said, fine. He said, I've got her back. She's in the palm of my hands. Trust me. And I knew that I wasn't praying a prayer of faith. I didn't want to see her go in a nursing home. I didn't want to see her go blind. And I said, you're right, Lord. No one loves her like you do. And I said, I do trust you, and I can't wait to see what you do. I found out she had macular degenerative eye disease and that they found cataracts later on that morning when I prayed. But I didn't know it. And 2 weeks later, they did surgery, and she could see better than ever. She didn't have to go in a nursing home. But what it taught me is we can think that we're making intercession. We can think that we're making holy prayers. But the attitude of our heart, the trust, the relationship has got to be there. But God's faithful, you know. So anyhow, before I got out of bed the next morning, God gave this to me for Betty. And I turned it into the potter of the dizzy clay, and I want you to hear it. Said the potter to the clay, I'm going to work on you today. Said the clay with much disdain, here goes another day of pain. Said the potter with a smile, I'll only work on you a while. Said the clay with a frown, you'll turn my whole world upside down. Said the potter with a nod, trust me, clay, you know I'm God. Said the clay, I know you're God, but must you poke and push and prod? The potter gently takes the clay and works a little through the day. Although the clay is stiff at first, he finally yields. But it gets worse. The potter starts to spin the wheel, and the dizzy clay begins to reel. With gentle pressure and timely spins, a genius plan of change begins. And then the clay begins to pout. I think you've turned me inside out. This isn't what I thought I'd be. I think I know what's best for me. The potter puts him on a shelf, lets the clay assess himself. With time, that clay is very still, tells the potter, do your will. The potter takes his paint and brush, gives that clay his finished touch. The clay had gone from empty mire to going through the potter's fire. But when everything was said and done, that clay was glistening in the sun, holding soil, growing flowers, equipped to withstand storms and showers filled with beauty. The clay now knows the potter's hand brings joys untold and glory to the potter's skill as the clay surrenders to his will.
Well, Fawn Collette, we're out of time for today. Thank you. Hold up your book one more time show that book, and that's available in bookstores everywhere. The Jesus Whisperer. Thank you for coming on our show and give us an update, and come back with another good report soon, all right?
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Fawn.
You too.
All right. It's a new day, folks, if you want it to be.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6007 or check out their website, mattressmarket.us.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the world.